Welcome to Every Album Ever with Mike and Alex. My name is Michael Mansour, and I'm joined, as always, by my tired and hoarse co-host, Alexander Voltz. Say hello.
Hello.
This is Every Album Ever, the podcast where we listen to every single album in the world, one artist at a time. That's usually a whole new discography per episode, except for these EAE singles episodes where we discuss a brand new album. And today, we will be discussing...
The album is called Half Divorce by Pish Jeans.
Hell yes. This has been out for it's been out for a minute now by the time this comes out. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time we've been a little bit late to an album. Mm-hmm. But you asked me about this. You threw this at me. I did not know about this.
I threw this at you. I saw a lot of people on my social posting about it. And I was like, Mike loves punk music. I feel like we've talked about like... bands I consider them punk, but like Soul Glow or Idols,
yeah,
but like a true, just like bare bones hardcore. I want to know what Mike thinks about a punk band in 2024.
Well, this is a really good album.
Hell yeah.
It's a very good album. I'm not super big on newer punk bands, just because if they're not doing something different, then it's been done. And I've heard, believe me, I've heard a lot of it. Mm-hmm. These guys have a true, this is the first thing I've heard from them. And they have a real personality, a real sound, a real interesting style. And it's not just hardcore punk. I mean, it's mostly hardcore punk, but it's not done in a way where it's like, oh, well, yeah, I heard 1,000 bands from DC or fucking LA do that mm-hmm. in the early 80s. But, it has touches of noise rock, at least in the presentation, not so much in like the song style, but there are moments where they dip into stuff. They go a little bit, they venture outward. Those are my favorite moments by far, more mm-hmm. so than like the more straightforward punk stuff, but there's still much to be had. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And this seems lazy, and I'm sure it's probably got compared. They've been around for a while. They've taken a long break.
Yeah.
Back at it, but like in a lot of ways, because this is also my first time listening to them, they kind of sound like the second coming of Black Flag to me, but not in like a contrived, boring way.
How so do you mean?
Well, there's like specific songs that I'll get to where I was just like, yeah, I feel like I don't know, it just made me think of Black Flag without it being contrived or a like copy version of them.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think of Black Flag at all here. I was actually trying not to think of any specific bands because none jumped at me. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this sounds like this, like, which is really good.
For you especially.
Yeah. The only time something popped out to me is in a bad way, and I'll get to it when we start talking more about the songs, but it still didn't ruin the song for me at all. I don't love the whole thing. I think there's like moments where like I can do without, but it's still like really, really consistent. My only overall gripe is that I just, the parts where they dip into, I don't even know what you would call it, but the parts where they expand, the parts where they get a little bit more involved.
Okay.
I find it to be so much better, like so much more interesting. And that's what I want on an album of that shit.
It does feel like they have a lot to say. And a lot of these songs are like lean, like right under the 2 minute mark.
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from with that.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess we can just jump right in the album. I don't know much about the band at all. I do know that this album is universally acclaimed at this point.
And yeah, you know, even if the critic reviews weren't kind, I have like a bunch of friends raving about it. So I was also thinking about the listeners. I was like, I think you guys would appreciate this too. Seems like something our listeners would listen to. So
100%. Yeah, definitely. I can't imagine almost anybody who listens to this podcast who wouldn't like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fucking good. And lean, like you said, it's 30 minute album, insanely short. And it does a lot with it. Like there are a lot of, I mean, so might as well start talking about the fucking thing. It comes in literally 3 seconds in. 3 seconds in, and I fucking love
oh,
it.
Oh, wow.
Killing all the wrong people, that opener.
That's high praise for you.
It's fast, heavy, and dirty, really satisfying bass, slobbery, shouted vocals. It's an absolute ass kicker. There's something in the way about the way it's executed, the performances on that one. It doesn't sound like the Jesus Lizard, but it gave me the same tingle that Jesus Lizard gives me.
Really explosive song. The way they were playing around with guitar effects, I was like, oh, that's kind of like Dead Kennedys. Like the way the Dead Kennedys would play with these effects and sounds that maybe weren't punk, but they make them sound punk.
It's all punk, baby, if you're trying it out. And it's a killer opener. And it's one of my favorite songs in the album. I was left wanting a lot more of that style of song because it felt so much more brutal and noise rocky and dirty. And I thought there was gonna be more of that, but it gets a lot more straightforward after that.
I thought like it's a great opener because overall the album, it's very angry and aggressive and cynical, but it also feels like goofy and fun while capturing this like existential dread about the modern world.
Yeah it feels a little tongue-in-cheek. It's not the most it's not super hardcore, dark, dreary, serious, depressing. It feels a bit light, even though it is talking about not light things.
Yeah, like killing all, like the way it's done is pretty funny and satirical.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of funny songs,
Antisapio?
Yeah.
Antisapio, whatever.
Yeah.
Way more. So that was when I, because having no experience with this band and coming in blind, I don't know that they're a punk band. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that. All I know is I hear this intro that's fucking whooping my ass, and then I hear Antisapio, and it's really punky.
Yeah.
Like really punky.
Yeah. If anyone identifies as a sapiosexual, get away from me and don't like you.
A lot of us like smart people, but a lot of us can be aroused. That's
a sexual, you're a fucking so this, I love this. This goes full like caveman. No, like give me stupid. I want all the stupid people. It is a very like punk.
Yeah, very fun stuff. Very fun stuff. But that's the song that gave me the little things like, oh, okay, they're not just, they're going to be punky. Mm-hmm. Embrace that. And when I embrace that, I liked it even more on second listen.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting elements of sludge metal, but we get that on Helicopter Parents. I love the bass line. It's just these very like primitive guitar riffs too.
Yeah, it's really grimy opening bass riff to that one. But so that's another one example of how they go a little bit more into noise rock territory. It's like mid-paced sleazy noise rock. It's like if like bar rock was dipped in a vat of vomit. It's sloppy and heavy, but it's very fun.
Very appropriate for a band called Piss Jeans.
Yeah. There's something particularly off-putting about Piss Jeans.
There is something about it because like, yeah, like even just taking your jeans out of the washer and
when they're like dry but wet dry,
and then but with pit, there's something about it. Yeah, yeah,
it's pretty
he's
gross.
Right. Yeah,
it's pretty gross. The toms on the intro to "Cling to a Poison Dream" sound fantastic.
Yeah, and then like, I was really enamored with the lyrics too. Like there's this a point in that song when he says, "I'll love this life when I can afford it." And I just, yeah,
dude. Oh,
fucking poet, man. Fucking poet.
God, honestly, it takes up so much real estate day to day.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And then continuing the like not being able to afford life, $62,000 in debt.
It's a great song title. It's my favorite song title.
He's just talking about like, I make all these fucking payments and I'm still in debt.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's not in debt. I don't know anyone who's gotten to zero. What the fuck are we doing here? It's just It's perfect.
It's insane. And it's insane. The reality is insane, but it is very true.
I wish it wasn't, but that's part of an absurd band like this doing songs like this.
I swear I've been at the same amount of debt for like the past 2 years.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you pay.
Look at the same fucking number every time.
Yeah.
I swear. But for that song, that chorus really reminded me of like pop punk in like a Rancid kind of way, which I don't like at all. I don't like Rancid, but the vocals don't feel like that at all. So it kind of lets me appreciate one side of it without going too far onto that spectrum to where it alienates me. Still pretty fucking cool song. And it's also very short, so it's hard. Also, awesome guitar solo on that one.
There's really not too many guitar solos on this.
Definitely not.
There's not enough space for it. And then I feel like it's going to be, I don't come out with a list of my songs for the year, but if I did, Everywhere is Bad would be on it. That's a song where I thought about Black Flag, specifically TV Party.
Yeah, where a lot of gang vocals.
Everywhere is Bad. You can come up with why Anywhere sucks. I love when it goes into the more abstract things, like what about non-existence?
It is pretty fun. So I didn't like that song at first because it's too fun. So like the fun lyrics are great, but also Everywhere is Bad. I'm sorry if that makes you sad. Come on. This is fucking lame rhyme. Come on.
It's just so simple and gratifying, or like someone like going through everything and someone's like, I don't know. What about hell? Too many dudes.
Like, it is. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was like off put by that at first because it was long for this album.
It is a long
3.5 minutes. Not long at all. But, and I was like, this is kind of hokey and stupid. I don't love the riffs that much. And second listen, the way they just keep repeating the fucking song shell at the end, it got me.
It's too fun.
It's fun as hell.
It's too charming. It's much like the other songs. It's too true. It's great.
Also that riff, that recurring riff that goes on for forever, that is a riff that you need to hear 15 times for it to like sink in. Like, that's a pretty cool ass riff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It eventually sunk in for me.
Cause you said you like the more songs where they play with stuff. I'm assuming you're a big fan of Junk Time.
Then? Best song in the album.
Okay.
Junk Time is where it's at, dude.
You kind of gave me some crumbs to lead me there, but
dude, that, so it's 5.5 minutes. Eons longer than everything here.
Yeah.
It starts with this like David Yao style rambling, vocal wise,
almost like these wobbly guitar fixes.
Yeah, well, really buzzy. It's really interesting stuff. It takes a good minute and a half for the full band to come in, but it feels fucking great. And then after that, it alternates between those sections and then the sadistic rambling over. And to your point, Greg Ginn style guitar kind of subdued sections.
And to me, some of the most memorable guitar playing on the album.
100%. It's, I don't know if you'd call it a guitar solo section, but it's akin to that.
Yeah, I would really only call one thing on this a guitar solo. But yeah, this is doing cool, memorable like stuff. And in a band like this, like the instruments aren't necessarily the star all the time, but great to this hear the band do interesting things.
Yeah, and it's placed well in the album. It's track 7. It's right in the middle, so it has that effect of you're going through this in a similar effect of Rain and Blood, where it has like short song, it gives you like this chunk of short songs, and it gives you a big fat beefy one right in the middle to chew on for a little bit, and then it gives you another stream of short ones. Mm-hmm. Because after that we get a lot more hardcore punk stuff, but
like Alive with Hate is another. Yep. I'm like, even that title reminds me of Black Flag. Like, I'm like, that's something like Rollins would sing about. Hate is the only thing fueling your day to day.
That was him for a good while. I'm not wowed by any of the riffs on there, but it's good presentation. It also takes up no space, so it's just like, yeah, it's good stuff. Seatbelt, alarm, silencer. is another great song title.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. It's just I mean, the whole thing is about modern society, but specifically that song. It's just fast, furious.
Yep, brutal and crunchy.
At times it's so fast, it sounds like it's falling apart. And I mean, that is a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
The backing vocals, I was like, that's not Blood Brothers guy that I don't like, is it? And thankfully it was not.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
It's, not surprisingly, actually a woman.
Oh,
from a band called the Downtown Boys, which makes me laugh for some reason.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah, it's probably, yeah, definitely one of my favorite tracks here. The only song I think I'm going to give a thumbs down to is Stolen Catalytic Converter.
I like that one too, this because the sludgy parts, and also I wasn't expecting like flanger effects on the vocals. So
yeah. There's some good vocal effects.
It kind of just blew my mind a little bit. And like you said, these songs are so short.
It is. And it is less than 2 minutes. It's still fine.
You are the kid, like, you've given plenty of 15-minute album your best personal favorite.
Sure have. So. I think No Time to Suck. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But that one, it slows things down a bit. Just a tad. Really ugly riffs. I wouldn't call it bad, but it's just, I wouldn't be mad if it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call any song on this album bad. Not at all. But
I feel like Monsters is one of, even like lyrically, like one of the more straightforward things, you know. It's about like being afraid of monsters when you're a kid. Then you think monsters don't exist. And then you realize humans
are the monsters.
We've been, and yeah, it's efficient. That's what I'll say.
Efficient at rules. High speed hardcore punk, of course. There's these solos that are basically the choruses.
Mm-hmm.
So they act as choruses, but there's guitar solos, really strong stuff. Vocals, the song itself reminds me of Poison Idea, but especially the vocals, which I didn't catch until second listen.
Yeah.
Which is fun because I don't hear too many bands sounding like
direct Poison Idea.
Yeah, Poison Idea. Full on hardcore punk, the same style, same vocals really do have that Jerry A kind of gruffness to it. I hope he's in better health than Jerry A.
Also, shout out to Jerry A for putting up with their bullshit.
God, man, I'm so sorry, Jerry. I love you. Don't think that we don't like your music. We like your music a lot.
Thank you, TKO Records.
Thank you, TKO Records. These guys rule. We're giving all these like a cryptic TKO rules. They saw a Poison Idea episode and they reached out and they were just amazing.
Very nice. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Moving on. Great, great closer thematically. I think after all the satire and the cynicism, you need something upbeat and triumphant, not just the way that like it sounds like that, also lyrically you need to be able to put all these monsters and stolen catalytic converters, you just need to move on from them.
Yep, and that's what Moving On does. I was not expecting such a fun main riff.
It is an outlier, but like I said, thematically this works so well.
Yeah, it's like a ringy guitar arpeggio over a very simple bass and drum line. And especially the chorus is the most melodic thing on the album by far.
And this is the only song I would say that has like traditional guitar solos.
Oh, right, right. But even that chorus, even though it's melodic, it's still oddly vague sounding. It's still noisy and chaotic like the rest of the album. But I think it rips. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, overall, I mean, this one gets in, gets the fuck out of Dodge, leaves a nice little impression. Yeah, I have a lot of trouble with new punk bands, but this is fun stuff. What can I say?
That's why I wanted, you know, not a bit, like, if I didn't do this podcast, I don't know, maybe I would have, like, thrown this on once.
Yeah.
But I was like, I am genuinely interested in what Mike thinks about this.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it's fucking cool. I'd love to see them go in a more elaborate direction, but...
And who knows what their other albums sound like.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And yeah, they've, you know, they did take, their last album was in 2017. So yep. It's a big ass break. I'm sure longtime fans are excited to have them back.
Dude, a 7-year break for a 30-minute album. I love that. I love that.
I think it's great. I'm assuming their other albums are also 30 and under.
Yeah, let's find out.
Maybe 40.
Shit, I'd be really surprised if 40. 30, you know what? You're not far off. 37. And apparently, Lydia Lunch produced it.
There you go.
Holy crap. Now I'm even more interested. That's one hell of an album cover. What the fuck is that album cover?
It's just them hanging out. One of them looks kind of jacked and he wants you to know it.
Is that just his hair shaved into a six pack?
That'd be funny if it was. The picture's kind of grainy.
Yeah, it's grainy. I can't tell. What a bizarre fucking, what a bizarre band. But it's pretty sick if you're into hardcore punk at all. I mean, this is, yeah. I mean, I get being skeptical of newer punk. I'm the poster child for that, but they have a real personality here.
And yeah, it doesn't feel like a throwback.
No.
It feels like what it should feel like, a continuation of the music.
100%. I would, especially with the opening track, I wasn't thinking like, all right, this is going to, I was rocketed into like, yes, fuck yes.
Dude, for you to like instantly. Yeah. Especially like this genre where you're so passionate and just, you have your ways.
Indeed. Yeah. This is not a Marked Men or Riverboat Gamblers type thing. No, it's not so much like Idols. Sorry to constantly reference Idols, but they rule. They took it in like a more post-punk direction. They were already kind of like on the fringes of punk, but they just mm-hmm. felt punk.
Yeah.
This is definitely like, we're taking, instead of taking punk and post-punk, we're taking hardcore punk.
Yeah.
And moving it forward.
Or yeah, I feel like Soul Glow takes like hip hop and metal and they mix it. But yeah, this is like grinding it out.
Yeah. I dig it. And you should all dig it too. So go listen to it now if you haven't already. But thanks so much for hanging out, listening and watching. Like the video if you like it. Tell us why we're morons in the comments if you want to do that. Subscribe, hang out longer, blah, 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 blah. You know what to do. You can follow me on all social media at PandaMonkey and Alex on Instagram at
Every Album Alex.
Please be sure to follow our history guy, Tom Osmond, at Tom Osmond Sounds on all social media, as well as TomOsmondSounds.com for all his music and his podcast, whatever comes next, which you can find on Spotify right now, and a Substack where he has the full podcast there, as well as a bunch of interviews, written interviews, audio interviews with the podcast, and a bunch of other features on music. Good stuff. TomOsmond.substack.com. Patreon.com/everyalbumever is where you help us out. And please do that. You get a bunch of bonus episodes. You get to see our schedule in advance. You get to vote on polls to decide who we cover next. You get to join our Discord, be a part of the community, suggest these episodes, these EAE singles episodes. You can also bump it up. Tier 2 for a full discography episode. You request any discography. Within reason, any discovery for us to cover on a full numbered episode.
But we got good news. If it's not within reason,
if it's not within reason?
Oh,
you can suggest any album from any. I missed that one.
Sorry.
You can suggest any album from any discography for us to cover on a Patreon bonus episode. So if it's a million fucking albums and we don't want to do that,
are you just like the one fucking album,
or you do it just like the one album, we can do an episode on it. So go there, do that. Thank you. Closing it out, I think there's one obvious one we got to close it out
Junk
with.
Time
no, Everywhere Is Bad.
Okay, I'm for it. Hell yeah.
So thank you so much for listening and watching. See ya.